This past spring, I was invited to do this music conference in Boston, and I was asked to put together a panel on like forward-thinking musicians in the digital era, which is hilarious because that's fucking everybody. But I invited Neil because he was in town, and he's kind of knows about these things, even though he's not technically a musician. And I invited Ben Folds, who is awesome. And I invited Damian Kulash from the band OK Go, and the four of us were going to be on this panel together talking about how the internet is awesome. And then...
I think I was mostly invited because I'm her husband and not because I have any particular expertise in music.
And not that you have any expertise in the internet, which is why you were invited. I think Neil actually knows more about how to promote music on the internet than most musicians. Anyway, so we were going to do this panel together, and Ben and I started talking about how kind of wasteful it was that the four of us were all going to be together in the same place at the same time, and all we were going to do is sit at this table and talk to people. So we cooked up this crazy idea that the day before the panel, we would lock ourselves in a studio for 8 hours and try to write and record all from scratch, 8 songs. And we kind of failed because we only recorded 6.
We completely failed. We did 6 songs
no,
in 12 hours.
Completely failed would have been like everyone forgot their passport and no one came.
We wrote and recorded six songs in 12 hours.
We recorded 6 songs in 12 hours. It wasn't
and wrote, that bad. Wrote and recorded 6 songs in 12
we
hours.
We wrote them from scratch. We wrote everything. And Neil took suggestions from Twitter. For subjects for songs, and
5 of the songs were based on suggestions from Twitter, and one of them wasn't.
This one, which has never been performed by me live on piano, but Neil basically wrote the lyrics. The idea of the song kind of came out of the collective unconsciousness, as you'll see when you hear the song.
Well, the idea of the song came out of what happened to us on the way to the studio.
Yeah. Although not everything that happens to you turns into a song, but when you're in a car with us, maybe anything weird that happens to you is fodder. So Neil wrote most of these lyrics. I wrote a few of them and shaped them, but mostly this is his song, and this is its piano solo debut. After the Velvet Underground, it's called "I'll Be My Mirror." There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today. Oh, wait. I actually have a very small story I want to tag on to this one. It's a short one. In my cab on the way to the airport today, from the airport to the hotel, I had this great, really friendly Russian cab driver. And as we were just about to pull up to Occupy, and I saw all of the tents, so I was like, well, clearly that's it. I decided to ask the cab driver just to see what he would say. I was like, what's that? And he said, that's a bunch of homeless people. He said it in a Russian accent. And I thought, oh. It's relevant. Anyway. There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today, and she was screaming at a person that she obviously hates. She was so loud, we heard her screaming with our windows all rolled up, and we all looked up the street to see who she was screaming at. So we all looked back at her, and we saw in her homeless hands she had a 1960s mirror, a pretty plastic girly one framed in a purple case. And she was screaming at herself, and she was spitting in her face. And we were scared and we were shaken, waiting waiting at the intersection, looking at each other's faces, each one a sad reflection. And Casey said she'd seen that woman half a dozen times, and that she has a bunch of mirrors, she has lots of different kinds. And I wondered what she'd shouted, and I wondered what she'd done. And the light turned green and someone said we ought to put her in a song. And the woman kept on screaming as we left the intersection, and the traffic started moving, and we changed the conversation. And we laugh with nervous laughter at the crazies in the street, but it's only 'cause we know it's how we kind of wanna be. And there's a fraction of a brain cell chain that makes us what we are. One false move, you're in the mirror, someone's laughing from the car. I feel sorry for that woman as she stormed off in the day, with a bitter frozen enemy who will never go away. And so many of us hate ourselves but never shout in rage. We never get to hold a mirror, we never turn the page. And I'm lucky I've got people who will hold me in the night. And I'm lucky that you love me even though we sometimes fight. And I'm lucky that I like myself, but late at night I doubt. So I'm scared to look at mirrors, just in case I start to shout.